Why should I give you that job? I'm hardworking and work full-time.
This is an English as a Second Language, or ESL, class at Cuyamaca Community College. The students are at the language lab practicing phrases they might need in a job interview.
I choose the job that is the bakery.
They're all Iraqi, mostly recently arrived refugees. They're lucky to be in the class. ESL courses are in high demand at Cuyamaca.
We had enough students on the wait list to double the program.
Alicia Munoz is the ESL coordinator. Over the past 2 years, the wait list for ESL classes has increased nearly 14-fold in this community college district in eastern San Diego County. More than 13,000 Iraqis have relocated here since 2005, making it one of the largest Iraqi refugee communities in the country. But budget cuts affecting community colleges across the state have forced schools to cancel classes in many subjects, including ESL. Of course, that's just as the demand for these classes has skyrocketed. And it's not just community colleges that are feeling the strain.
Elementary, high school, hospital, which is Grossmont Hospital.
County Supervisor Diane Jacob has gotten an earful of concerns from public service institutions in her district.
There have not been adequate resources available to serve this population.
Jacob recently hosted a meeting of refugee resettlement officials and service providers to discuss the growing gap between refugee needs and available means. There, schools, hospitals, and clinics all said they need more money to serve this population. The local school district needs an additional $3.4 million, they said. The money would be used to hire teachers for English learner programs and more counselors to work with refugee students traumatized by war and displacement. Healthcare providers had a different need.
We're spending a lot of dollars, especially the community clinics, for interpreters.
That's Michelle Tarbett, CEO of Sharp Grossmont Hospital. She says the government doesn't provide reimbursement for interpreters. Plus, she says the hospital has seen a large increase in uninsured patients, many of them refugees. After the meeting, the head of the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement admitted he was caught off guard by the size of the problem, but he didn't offer any immediate solutions.
All right, today what we're going to do is create sentences in the simple present.
Back at Cuyamaca College, Iraqi ESL students are thrilled to be taking steps toward integrating into their new home. 25-year-old Alan Tiari fled Iraq with his family in 2002. They lived in Lebanon for 7 years before coming to the U.S.
And I want to take the professional English, and I want to do business for myself. I like to do the beauty salon.
Tiari currently gets unemployment benefits because he recently lost a job. In fact, all refugees are given some government benefits, help with health insurance, rent, and food for the first 8 months in this country. After that, many are on their own, and in this economy, with few job prospects. The lack of jobs probably contributes to the demand for ESL classes. To keep the benefits coming, refugees have to show they're taking steps towards self-sufficiency. In El Cajon, I'm Jill Replogle.
Yes, for yes, no questions, you